Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
A House of Prayer. A meditation for Friday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith in you. Grant that I may not treat your house of prayer like a bandit's den, but rather a place of true worship. Encountering Christ. 1. A Brief History. Long before King Solomon had built the temple, God had instructed the people to construct a tent of meeting to hold the Ark of the Covenant. According to tradition, the Ark contained two stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod, and a pot of manna. The Ten Commandments are God's spoken law engraved in stone. Aaron's rod represents the fruitfulness of the tribe of Levi, the tribe dedicated exclusively to the priesthood. The manna is the bread that came down from heaven to sustain the Israelites in their 40 years of wandering the desert when they fled slavery from Egypt around the 13th century BC. All this is a reminder of the covenant that God established with his chosen people to preserve true worship so as to be a light for the nations. 3 centuries later, King Solomon would finally build a permanent home for the Ark, the Temple. 2. A House of Prayer. As we have seen on previous days, the Temple was the central place of worship for the Jewish people. But above all, it was a place where souls could go to be sure that their heartfelt prayer to God would be heard. Upon installing the Ark in the Holy of Holies, King Solomon, by his testimony of prayer, revealed the temple as a place of heartfelt prayer to God, that he may continue to dwell among them. Is God indeed to dwell on earth? If the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this house which I have built? Regard kindly the prayer and petition of your servant, Lord, my God, and listen to the cry of supplication which I, your servant, utter before you this day. May your eyes be open night and day toward this house, the place of which you said, "My name shall be there." Listen to the prayer your servant makes toward this place. Listen to the petition of your servant and of your people Israel, which they offer toward this place. Listen from the place of your enthronement, heaven. Listen and forgive. 3. All the people were hanging on his words. Jesus saw how the house of the Father was being abused. Its use was being thwarted. And when Jesus corrected those who detracted from its purpose, they wanted to lash out and put him to death. But animosity cannot thwart the purpose for which God comes to dwell among us. Thanks to his redemptive death, the Holy Spirit established the church where God's presence dwells among us through his true presence, the manna come down from heaven. This is thanks to the new priesthood instituted by Christ himself. He also dwells among us in his word, proclaimed in the Holy Liturgy. We gather in the temple of the church to worship and to hang on to Jesus' word so that he continues to dwell among us through faith and in grace. By this testimony, all nations will know that Jesus is Lord. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, you dwell among us in your Eucharist and your word. Send your Spirit to increase our faith in you. Hear our prayer as we cry out for those who do not believe in you. May our faith, prayer, and worship be a testimony to all nations. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will reflect on my participation in the Church's mission of prayer for the salvation of all nations.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.